Street South. Stop in soon and give your wardrobe a fresh new look. You deserve it.
And we are back live on the air. Joining us in studio are Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good, good. And Andy Beham from KYMN Radio here, one of the hosts of Northfield Outdoors and one of the people organizing the push for a new civic center, the Cannon River Civic Center. Did I get that right?
Yeah, I'm just here today in the capacity of a member of the Northfield Hockey Association Board, if it comes up for what we're hosting for tournaments, what we're bringing into town as of right now. So,
And we're going to talk about sports tourism today, and Mayor, we'll start off with you. We have Harry, let me see if I get this right, Weilige. Terry, Harry, did I get your name right?
That was pretty good, Jeff.
Well, thank you very much. Mayor, let's start off with you. We had Harry in town not too long ago, just earlier this month, I believe it was, to talk to some folks about sports tourism. And we want to thank you for having him back on.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. So really just want to give that focus and really as a public education type moment here, where we can really focus on the benefits of sports tourism. It's not something that we've really talked about very much as a community, but it's certainly something that I've seen as a mom of five children who are traveling to every other community and playing in other communities and their different aspects of what they're doing out there, whether it's mountain biking, baseball, cross country or whatever, swimming. I mean, when you have five kids, you got lots of kids going everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's really an aspect of our community that we and an economic driver that could be for our community if we wanted to harness it. So really wanted to just take this moment to invite in kind of an outside perspective, somebody that's been in that world of sports tourism, has helped another community see the value of it and what it could do for our community. And so I'm just so pleased that Harry's willing to do this for us and be here and talk about sports tourism. And thankful to Andy, too, because the hockey tournaments are really a local example. Of that. So,
well, let's without further ado, let's talk more with Harry. Harry, once again, thank you so much for being with us. Why don't you start off by tell us a little bit of your background is in relation to sports and sports tourism?
Well, Jeff, I'm currently retired, and after many years of being the community services director in Marshall, sports tourism was just a fabulous way for us to harness our partnerships in our community and bring economic development to Marshall and the region. It's been 10 years since we have been on this journey, and we had a survey done here 10 years ago, and Marshall was generating $1 million a year in amateur sports at that time. And I can assure your listeners that that number has continued to grow over the past 10 years. And so my work with the amateur sports has been twofold, one being on our local amateur sports commission and also serving on the governor's Minnesota Amateur Sports Commission.
Let's talk about your time in Marshall. Of course, in Marshall, Ben Martig was the city administrator for many years before he came here just last year. But there was a new ice arena, civic center, a new, I'm not sure what you call it there. Is it a multi-purpose arena was built during that time?
That's correct. The Red Baron Arena and Expo is a two-sheet facility that for most of the year is the two-sheet ice facility, but from April to October, the Expo opens up and we hold multi-faceted events from concerts to events to art shows, boat shows, RV shows, so it's become an economic driver for our community.
Let's talk about the amateur sport, or I should say sports tourism, I guess in general. It seemed like maybe 15, 20, maybe 30 years ago, it was hardly even a blip. I guess people did go to different towns for different events, but it really seems to have picked up steam over the course of the last, well, it's in the 21st century here.
Well, I give the Minnesota Amateur Sports Commission under the leadership of Paul Erickson, you know, the credit for actually making that a valuable economic driver. He saw the vision of our communities bringing teams and sports enthusiasts from outside the state into Minnesota because we had such good facilities. And that, as you said, has continued to grow, and we continue to see a valuable economic impact to our downtowns, to the hotels, to our restaurants, as this becomes a driver for us.
Have you you've had a chance to take a look at the Northfield Arena, haven't you, Harry?
Yes, I have.
As we both kind of giggle a little bit, maybe not the best facility in state, but it's old and it's very limited in what we can do. You know, have there been? You've probably seen. You've been around for a while. You've seen projects come and go. Has there been any case that you can point to that you know, if you build it, they won't come? Is this? You know, are there any failures? Is there a right way, a wrong way of doing this?
Well, the right way is obviously getting your community support.
Mm-hmm.
And Northfield should not be. That facility served its needs over the last 25 years as Marshall's old facility served its needs. But if you want to participate in sports tourism, parents will travel. Parents will stay overnight. But your facilities have to be of the quality that are going to encourage them to come and participate in those tournaments.
Now, going back to its usage, if it is built, you had mentioned that Marshall has seen much activity outside the hockey realm. How many is there? I think people here are concerned that hey, it's going to bring a lot of people in the winter time. But what about the rest of the year? You evidently have been able to fill up the rest of the year. How many days a year is that in use?
Well, the numbers speak for themselves. In Marshall here, we've got 323 events out of 365 days in the past year. In the past year, we've had 20 multi-day events. There's no question the hockey becomes the main driver, but you see other things develop from that. Marshall currently has a curling league that developed out of that. Multiple events this past year have been just recently. We had a pool and darts tournament for 3 days. The Marshall home show was this past week. We had a gun show the week before. And so the community continues to build its relationships with a facility like that. Over the last, since it's opened in 2016, we've had over 100,000 people go through that facility.
Wow. You know, another big concern for people, I think the voters, Marshall, give us that example. Is it operating on, is it covering the operating costs? Is the income covering the operation of it?
No, and no facility does that. So that's why the support from the local community is certainly needed. However, I will say this. In 2017, our rental facility was $120,000 on top of our local sales tax. And by September of 2018, we'd gone to $122,000. So we're going to hit those numbers along with our sales tax that really allows us to operate that facility in first-class condition. And, again, for your community, the businesses benefit from that, the hotels, the restaurants, the gas stations. I mean, all of those things end up being an economic driver for the Northfield community.
Northfield is proposing to finance this with a variety of methods, along with a property tax increase. There'll be a 0.5% sales tax. There'll be a one-time vehicle charge when you buy a new vehicle of $20, and also a lot of private donations as well. Is that a similar strategy than what Marshall used?
Exactly the same strategy, and Marshall passed that referendum by 60%. So people bought into the value, and we like to say in Marshall, Jeff, that young families are the new gold standard. and you've got to compete. In Marshall, we compete because of the great distance. People said we wouldn't get teams from out of town. Fargo, Sioux Falls, the Twin Cities has done that. Northfield, on the other hand, you're right in the middle of all the competition. So Northfield needs to do those types of things to stay current with its neighbors, its competitors with the Twin Cities. So, again, that funding is exactly how Marshall did it, and we're meeting all the expectations that we said we would do.
All right. I'm going to open up the microphone to Andy Beam and Mayor Pownell as well. You have some questions? Andy, we'll start with you.
Harry, I just had one quick question. I know our team is coming down here in about 3 weeks for a tournament. How many weekends throughout the winter are you guys hosting tournaments right now?
I believe the current tournament list for all of the high school and that are somewhere around 16.
All right. And I know ours was filling up back in June. Are most of them running at capacity?
All of our tournaments are full from last year. Not only are they completely full, but we've added an additional night to each of those tournaments.
And all the hotels are staying full, I'm assuming, because my parents were coming down to watch their granddaughter play, and they had to stay at Jackpot Junction. They couldn't stay in town because it was full.
One of the challenges that we have, unlike Northfield with your new hotel development, by the way, congratulations there, is that we act as a regional facility. So it's not only Jackpot, but Granite Falls and Canby. So our whole region benefits from it, but Marshall certainly needs to add some more hotel rooms to its inventory.
All right, thank you.
All right. Is that any other questions you have? Anything else you'd like to say while we have Harry on the line before we let him go?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. So one of the things that I think that, and I'm not sure, Harry, if you guys found this in Marshall or not, but in Northfield we have such a strong base of leadership within the community and so many different organizations that can just really run with it and stand alone. However, there hasn't been necessarily this this harnessing of all these different organizations that are really making their associations and their different facilities function, and a holistic perspective of what could we do if we really partnered together? What is missing? And if we were to partner, what sort of effect on our economy and the benefit to our community would there be? So I'm just wondering, how did that work out in Marshall? How did you bring all the different players together to see the larger or the bigger picture of what could be accomplished if there was more coordination, if there was more communication, or if there was somebody that was actually designated to bring in tournaments for softball, for baseball, for hockey, for soccer, and all those different ways that it could potentially affect the community. So can you talk about partnerships and how you guys brought that together?
Great point, Mayor. You know, one of the things that you find when you have discussions about economic development and where you want your communities to go, you know, this became kind of the facility at the end of the Marshall project, but I think for Northfield, it is exactly what you're describing. All of the organizations start to feel like they have an ownership in that kind of growth and development. And whether it's, you know, you have a fine soccer facility, the baseball facilities. Our local sports commission has the AD from the university on it, the AD from the high school on it. It's representative of our hockey association, our baseball association. So there generates a great discussion within the community about this economic driver. I mean, you as a mayor know you talk about business development coming to your community. We're talking about millions of dollars that help sustain a downtown, help create additional businesses. And once you get those organizations talking in that framework, now you've got the attention of your community. And those organizations are the energy, the lifeblood, that really makes the community work and also makes your leaders have a honest conversation about how can we move our community forward? What are the strengths that we have in our community? and partnerships like that, like you have with the community of Dundas. I mean, that's a regional economic impact that allows your community to focus on how do we get better. So it might be a civic center this year. It might be new football facilities or new basketball facilities, whatever the next step is. We found that to be the case in Marshall. And at the end of the day, people value those kinds of numbers. And that's been the challenge and will be the challenge for you as you start to say, here's how we can deliver. We can honestly say in Marshall, we've delivered the numbers. The people are coming. What's the next thing we need to do in the development? And that leads us to hotel development, which ends up being a tax base for our community, lowers the taxes for the surrounding communities. We like to say win-win.
Well, Harry, we want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes and being with us. Your insight is much appreciated. We certainly do here at the KYBN studios, and I know I speak for the mayor and Andy as well. We do appreciate that. Best of luck to you going forward, and I'm sure that Northfield probably won't be a stranger to you in the future.
Best of luck to Northfield and their initiative.
All righty. Thank you. Harry Weilige, once again, with the Minnesota Amateur Sports Commission. He's a board member there, retired Marshall Community Services Director, and talking about sports tourism and the potential new Cannon River Civic Center, the economic impact that it would have. Mm-hmm. Mayor, we're about out of time. Any final thoughts?
No, thanks, Jeff, for giving us the opportunity to just talk about sports tourism broadly. I mean, mm-hmm. this is much bigger than the Cannon River Civic Center. It's mm-hmm. really about harnessing all of the facilities within the city of Northfield, and yes, hopefully, a new Cannon River Civic Center, because there's potential there to bring for that to be a really major driver for sports tourism here in our community. But that's really up to the voters on whether or not they want to move forward in that direction. But I think, again, this is a much bigger topic and an excellent opportunity for our community and for our youth. So thank
all
you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and also Andy Beham. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield.